Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise. We are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really, really glad you tuned in today. Very happy Monday to you. So, guess what we're doing? We're doing this once a month. We're going to see how it works. We do these monthly features with some of our favorite guests, Liz Curtis Higgs, Bible Answers with Ron Rhodes. Well, this feature is really because you asked for it, and we've done similar shows to this, and you love the idea, so let's just try it out and see how it works. I think this is our second or third time doing it. It's called Songs and Verses. And as you know, every time we have a guest on the show, I ask them, is there a verse that God's been speaking to you about? And they tell us a verse, and it brings the word to life. And I hear from so many of you how much you love that. Well, this is my question for you. What is the verse God's been speaking about these days? And is there a song that God's been using just to minister to your heart? Well, that's the whole point of this whole hour, is for you to call in. Give me your song. Give me your verse. We'll do our best to play your song. If we can't get to it, we're going to jot it down, and hopefully we can play it next month. Our producer, Matt, is pretty quick on the draw, I'm just telling you. But some songs are a little bit tougher to find than others. I've got a stack of absolutely amazing books. I mean, amazing books to give away. So if you call in, and you get on the air. Now, don't feel like, if you're driving especially, but don't feel like you have to know exact book, verse, reference, because I can find that for you. If you just want to say that verse that God says he'll be with me in the storm or whatever, please call in, because, you know, when you read the word, you got to meditate on it. There's times that you maybe not be catching the reference right away. I'll help you find that. But I just want to know, how is God's word speaking to these days? And is there a song that's especially ministering to you these days? As you and I chat, I'll look at my stack of books, and I'm going to grab one for you, and I'll tell you which one I'm going to send to you, okay? So on your mark, get set, give me a call, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Second hour, Larry Osborne joins me again to talk about how to thrive in Babylon, how to thrive when the world seems to be shaking, imploding all around us, not just survive. How do we thrive? Well, I was looking in my journal, just back pages a little bit, and I read this quote that I got out of Dr. Wiersbe's commentary. I love Warren Wiersbe's commentaries. I read them like devotionals. They're so amazing. But this is what he wrote regarding the society, and he wrote it a long time ago, but I feel like it was just prophetic for us today. He said, God wants to tear down the scaffolding and reveal the unshakable realities that are eternal. Alas, too many people, including Christians, are building their lives on things that can shake. What shall we do as we live in such a shaking world? Here's what he says. He says, listen to God speak and obey him. Really, it's not rocket science. That's it. Listen to God speak and obey him. Receive his grace day by day and serve him with reverence and godly fear. Fantastic advice, wouldn't you say? Don't be frightened or distracted by the tremendous changes going on around you. In other words, keep your focus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Then he says, keep running the race with endurance. Keep looking to Jesus Christ. Remember that your Father loves you. And draw on his enabling grace. That grace, its power, its enabling, it empowers us to not only survive, but to thrive, to stand, and to be strong, and to win in battle. What do we do when the world shakes all around us? I'm going to go through the list again. Listen to God speak and obey him. How do you know his voice? Well, you read his word, and you do what he says. Then you receive the grace, day by day, to serve him with reverence and godly fear. And I got to tell you, there is an irreverence and a lack of godly fear, even among some Christians these days, as if it's hip to be irreverent and to be callous. And I don't mean to sound old and sober, but I really mean that without holiness, no one will see the Lord. You know, it's the pure in heart that see God. And I just challenge you As Scripture talks about, approaching God with an even deeper awe than you've known before. How do you do that? Well, you just pause and you remember who it is you're talking to. Approach Him with an even deeper awe. So you receive that grace day by day, and you serve God with a reverence and a godly fear. And you determine not to be frightened or distracted by the tremendous changes going on around you. You keep running the race with endurance. You keep looking to Jesus Christ. And you remember that your Father, He loves you. And He will give you grace to abound in every good work. Draw on that grace. Those are words from Dr. Warren Wiersbe's commentary, New Testament commentary. So one of the songs that I've been just loving these days is from Christy Knuckles. She's just one of my all-time favorites. This is from, I think this is a bit of an older album, but I've got this song on repeat, and it's called Wonderful. And it just speaks to the wonder and the beauty of Jesus, and it's just a song of worship for him. If you're driving, if you're sitting in your car, if you're at your kitchen table, whatever it is you're doing today, I pray that as you listen to this song, you would pray along, that you would tell God who He is, tell Him how much you love Him, because you know what? First of all, He deserves it, but the Bible says that He inhabits the praises of His people. He draws near when we lift our eyes and worship Him. And boy, I hope this song ministers to you as it does to me. This is Christy Knuckles singing Wonderful.
Jesus, You are so wonderful. So wonderful in all Your ways, the highest praise is Yours alone, 'cause You are so wonderful. So wonderful You are. And Jesus, You are so beautiful. So beautiful that You outshine the brightest light. There's no one like You, 'cause You are so beautiful. So beautiful You are. And my life will burn for You, 'cause Your light shines in the darkness. I was Yes, you are wonderful. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Forever wonderful. Always and always. Forever wonderful. Forever wonderful.
That amazing song, or what? That's Wonderful by Christy Knuckles. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's Songs in Verses today, where we hear from you about the verses of Scripture, the songs for your heart that have been ministering to you these days. We're going to strengthen each other. You might know a song. You might be pondering a passage that is exactly what someone needs to hear today. And we're called to be flow-through accounts of blessings. So as you sort of just testify, saying, this has been meaning so much to me, you'll be so surprised that thousands of others are going to be encouraged by what you have to say. Give me a call, 877-933-2484. We've got an anonymous friend checking in from Lakeville. Hey, how are you doing today?
Hi, Susie. Thanks for having me.
So good to have you. So tell me this. Do you have a verse or a song?
Yeah, I have both, actually. 2 Chronicles 20:17. I'm not sure if you have that in front of
I
you.
I do.
But it's under. Do you mind reading it for us?
I would absolutely love to. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance that the Lord will give you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. And I just got to read the very next verse. Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Talk about that passage.
I just think it's easy to praise God when things are going right, and I'm in a season of my life where it seems as everything's going wrong. Mm-hmm. And I just, I want to fix it, and it is not, I can't. God is in control. His will is greater than any plan that I have. And it has just been like a fighting verse for me to really stay strong.
Wow. So, so good, dear. Okay. And your song is from Hillsong. It's Hillsong United, Even When It Hurts. Do you want to say a word about that song?
Yeah, I just recently created the prayer room after watching that movie, and this song really helps me stay centered with my prayer and to really trust in God's plan for these really hard times in this valley, that on the other side of this will be such blessing. And the song just takes my prayer to another level.
Well, dear, I got to ask you this, because since you're the first one to call, I'm going to give you a choice. I'm going to assign books to everybody else. But I have a DVD, The War Room, or I have The Land Between by Jeff Mannion. Which sounds better to you? Or The Battle Plan Prayer by Kendricks. Which one do you like?
I have The Battle Plan, but I would love The War Room.
You got it.
It's a lifesaver.
Oh, I love that movie. We're going to play most of this song going out to break. But thank you, dear, for calling. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Susie. Me too.
God bless.
Thank you.
There's two times to worship God, when we feel like it and when we don't. He is worthy to be praised. So glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's Songs and Verses Day. Our friend from Anonymous called and said this song, even when it hurts, has been ministering to her. What about you? Is there a verse or a song that's been speaking to you these days? Melinda from Woodbury, we're going to get yours next. I love the song that you're suggesting. If you get on the air, you get a book. I've got a big stack of fantastic books. Keep the calls coming. 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. I love these shows. I hope they encourage you too. This is Susie Larson. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I know how to talk, but what this is today is Songs and Verses. We're going to try to do this once a month when we hear from you. You know, I ask my guests every day, is there a verse God's been speaking to you about? Well, I want to know from you. What I know about our Live the Promise listeners is you take your walk of faith seriously, whether you're a brand new believer or a seasoned saint. Either way, if God's been speaking to you, speak it out because it'll help the rest of us. Also, if there's a song that's been ministering to you, we're going to do our best to play it for you, okay? And again, don't worry if you don't have the exact reference of the scripture. I'll look it up for you if need be, all right? 877-933-2484. We've got Melinda checking in from Woodbury. How are you doing today, Melinda?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing fairly well. Good to hear from you.
Good, good. It sounds like you have a cold.
Yes, I'm on the beginning verges. I sound like more of like a man than I ever had before. I already have a low voice, and then I get a cold, and I sound like a boy. But anyway, so do you have a favorite song?
Yeah, To Be Held by Captain Crown.
Oh, yes. Do you want to say a word of what you think, what you love about that song?
Well, it's just good for if you're going through a little bit of difficulty or a lot of difficulty, and sometimes, you know, when I have friends who are going through a lot of difficulty, I kind of claim the song for them, too. So,
very good.
You know, that it's just a good song.
You sound like a good friend, Melinda. Well, I'm grabbed the book, Believe, What I Believe and Who I'm Becoming. It's a 365-day devotional. I'm going to send that one to you for calling, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
God bless you. We're going to listen to a portion of Just Be Held. And Darla from Sioux Falls, you're up next.
All together, everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be here. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be here. Just be here. Just be here. On a storm, you wonder if our love is still. But if your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted. In time, you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes. Your life is in my hands. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be here. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be here. Just be here.
Just Be Held by Casting Crowns. We're doing songs and verses today, hearing from you, songs and verses that are especially ministering to your heart. Just got a couple minutes before we go to break. Diane, you'll be coming up next. Darla from Sioux Falls, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good. So you've got a song, an old hymn. Tell me about, you might have to sing it for us.
Okay. Well, a friend of mine, and her father's a friend of mine too, but he's 90 years old. He's in the hospital now, and got some problems that aren't going to go away, and he's ready to go home. And this song is called "Come Home." And
you who are weary, come home, right?
Yeah,
that's as much as I know. Could you honestly? Would you sing it?
I could do a bit. I can't remember exactly which part of the verse, but I'll start with the chorus and "Come home, come home." Ye who are weary, come home. Sorry.
Matt, are you kidding me? That was absolutely precious. Matt is clapping for you behind the scenes. We're going to look for that one, but that's so precious. God blessings to you and your friend and family. I'm going to send you Jeff Mannion's book, The Land Between, Finding God in Difficult Transitions, okay?
Thank you. That would be awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll look for that song, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I
appreciate it.
Bless you. Bye-bye. So, Diane from Minnetonka, we need to take a break here. But when we come back, the song you're asking for is No Longer Slaves. It is fantastic, and we're going to play that when we return. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's Songs and Verses today. And remember, if there's a verse and you're driving or you just don't remember the passage, I will find the reference for you. But is there just a phrase, a story from Scripture that God's been using to strengthen your heart? Maybe there's a song God's been using. Well, if it's strengthening you, chances are great it'll strengthen somebody else too. If you get on the air, I've got a stack of books. I'm going to find the one that fits you today. 877-93-FAITH, 877-933-2484. Diane from Minnetonka, we're taking your call next. Glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We're doing this special feature once a month. It's called Songs and Verses, where we hear from you about the songs that God's been using to speak to your heart and the verses that He's been using from Scripture to strengthen your heart. Give us a call, 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH, or email me, susie@myfaithradio.com. Diane is checking in from Minnetonka. Thanks for your patience and holding, Diane. First of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good as well. So tell us about the song you want to hear today.
Well, God has just placed it on my heart and in my mind over and over the last several weeks of I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. And it strengthens me because you know, all of us live with, if we stand up sometimes for God's principles and morality, you know, the fear of rejection, you know, a host of different things that we become fearful of. And for some reason, God just keeps placing that verse in my head. Remember whose you are, not what the world will say who you are. And I repeat that over and over, that I'm a child of God, and I'll stand for what God says and not have fear over what others may say.
So good. So, Diane, first of all, I'd love to send you the battle plan for prayer by the Kendrick Brothers. How does that sound?
That sounds fabulous.
Yes,
thank you.
You're going to love it, the battle plan. I'm writing that down right now. And before we play No Longer Slaves, I want to read this from Carter Conlon's book, Fear Not. He says, God sets before us something impossible, a life where his promises are true, where we walk in his power, where healing flows through our lives, where we are able to win a society bent on rebellion to the things of God. He assures us with his promise to keep and guide us to the fulfillment of his word. All the while, the enemy attempts us to get us to look inward at our own frailty and tells us it cannot be done. He hopes that we will shrink back in fear. We must settle the fact that there will always be competing voices in our ears, the voice of God with his promises to us, and the voice of the enemy, magnifying the opposition and our own frailties. Let's listen to the song, Diane's great choice here, No Longer Slaves by Bethel Music.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you, dear.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song. I've delivered from my enemies till all my fears have come. From my mother's womb, you're
that song, No Longer Slaves. Taking your calls today, asking about songs and verses that are strengthening your heart today, because as you share what's strengthening your heart, it will no doubt strengthen someone else's heart. And Kathy is calling in from Fridley with a verse for us today. Hey, Kathy, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. So what passage of Scripture has been speaking to you these days?
I read it every morning, and it's Ephesians 6:14, and it talks about putting on the belt of truth, and around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness.
Mm.
But I guess the part in there that really speaks to me is it says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the arrows of the evil one.
Amen.
So you just never know what battle you're faced every day.
Mm-hmm. And that we're equipped to stand in battle and to win in battle, Kathy. That's fantastic. I've got Carter Conlon's book, The 180-Degree Christian, Serving Jesus in a Culture of Excess. This is a radical, powerful book. It's about returning to your first love. So this is yours today, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for calling in today. God bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, I think it's Alicia. Is that right? Alicia's checking in from Thief River Falls. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there. Thank you.
Yes, just hanging in there, huh?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Okay,
I'm
good.
All right.
All right. Well, God bless you, hon. So do you have a song or a verse for us today?
Well, the problem is I don't exactly know the name of the song. It fits in with that belt of truth verse that she was just talking about in Ephesians. But it talks about when we come honestly and truthfully at the cross, there's mercy at the other side. And I'm wondering if the name of the song is Mercy at the Cross, but I'm not exactly sure. It's a recent song that's just recently come out, but I really like it.
Could it be Casting Crowns Already There by any chance?
It could be.
Because I Googled There's Mercy Waiting on the Other Side, and Already There came up. I didn't see another one. But, we're honest, or
it.
Francesca Battichelli's song, If We're Honest. How about that one?
Oh, yep. I bet it's that one, because it talks about being honest.
Okay, so I'll have Matt look for that, and we're going to play that in just a little bit, because I have full confidence that Matt will find it, even though I stress him out completely.
Yep, I'm pretty sure it's If We're Honest, because that's in the song a lot, or written a lot.
Yep, that is a fantastic song. Cool. Do you have it, Matt? He has it. Okay, so while he's getting ready to cue that up, let's see here. I'm looking at my books here. I think I will send you Be Radiant by Lee Cummings. It's fantastic. Become Who God Meant You to Be. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay.
What's the one about In the Gap? What's that one about? Maybe I'll get it my own self.
In the Gap. Let me think here. Is it The Land Between, you mean?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, I'll give you that one instead. How about that?
Well, it doesn't matter, but that one sounded really good.
No, that's yours. It's yours.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. So you be blessed, and we're going to play that song. And Beth from Duluth, we're going to get you next. Bless you, Alicia.
Truth is harder than a lie. The dark seems safer than the light. And everyone has a heart that loves to hide. I'm a mess and so are you. We've built walls nobody can get through. Yeah, it may be hard, but the best thing we could ever do, bring it back. Thank you.
Songs and Verses today on Live the Promise. Beth from Duluth. Oh, I pray that you can hang on, but I understand if you can't. I think I have your verse on the board, but I'd sure love to talk with you. Give me a call if you've got a song or a verse that's been blessing you these days. 877-933-2484 or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. Back in a moment.
If we're honest.
I just love these times I get to spend with you where we together get before God and remind ourselves who He is, who we are, and how to stand in the day in which we find ourselves. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We're doing this, I think it's probably our second, maybe third time. We're doing this once a month. I'd love to know what you think about it. We've got a number of monthly features. This is a new one. It's called Songs and Verses, where you are my special guest. You call in, you tell me the verses of scripture that are ministering to you these days, the songs that are just strengthening your heart. And as you call in, you're really speaking to other people, strengthening others. And as often as possible, we want to play your songs. Beth is patiently on hold, checking in from Duluth. How are you doing today, Beth?
Fine. Can you hear me well?
Yes. Thank you so much for holding and your gracious patience.
That's fine. Yeah, the verse is Mark 9:23. Okay. And I have the King James here. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And I'm reading from the Streams in the Desert. Actually, I found this when I was cleaning out my grandmother's things, and it's so neat to see people's signatures and everything. Anyway, The little notes from here, I'm just going to pick out some phrases that stood out this morning because it's from February 22nd's entry. You've just got to believe that he's done it and it's done. And it says, faith adds its amen to God's yea, and then takes its hands off and leaves God to finish his work. Its language is, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he worketh. And here's a little poem. It says, passive faith accepts the word as true, but never moves. Active faith begins the work to do, and thereby proves. And one other little phrase is, passive faith, but praises in the light when the sun doth shine. Active faith will praise in darkest night, which faith is thine. And I'm convicted by that because somewhere I remember God, I couldn't find it now, God said to Moses, stop praying and get going. And sometimes that's applicable to me, like Gideon put out his fleeces. Sometimes I get overkill and God tells me something and he's patient, but at some point he says, just do it, You know, just get going. Love and it. So this was helpful for me. And I think as we get closer to whatever's coming in the future, I think time is short and God needs us to have the courage to believe what he's told us and not second guess ourselves and take action and just do what he says.
Come on, somebody. That's fantastic. Beth, I just read that from Streams this morning. That's one of my all-time favorite devotionals. The book I chose for you is a 365-day devotional called Believe, What I Believe and Who I'm Becoming by Randy and Roseanne Frazee. You are going to love this book, and I pray it encourages you. Thank you for your call today.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. We got Catherine checking in from Woodbury. How are you doing today, Catherine?
I'm great, Susie. How are you?
I'm doing well as well. Thanks for calling today. Do you have a verse or a song for us?
I do. I have a verse to share with you today. I think that, you know, in our world today, there's so much fear out there. And in the Bible, God tells us many times to fear not. And my verse today is Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Mm. Do not dismay, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will hold you. I will help you in your, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And I say that every morning, and it helps me to go out into the world and not fear.
That is fantastic, Catherine, and I love that passage. The book I have for you, Carter Conlon, has written a lot about fear, and the title of his book, this one, is The 180-Degree Christian, Serving Jesus in a Culture of Excess. It's about returning to your first love and just how we live and stand in this day. I think it's perfect for you, Catherine. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you so much, Susie. Mm-hmm. I will.
God bless you, dear. Thanks so much. Well, one of our, I see a few calls still coming through, but one of our most requested songs was Good, Good Father. And I wonder if it's because so many people either have a father wound or their father has passed on, and they just need to remember in this day of things shaking that our Father God, He is a good, good Father. Maybe you need to hear this today. So this song is for you.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father.
Jay writes in, says his verse is Genesis 17:1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him, saying, I am God Almighty. live in my presence and be blameless. He says, God just blew me away with this verse as a clear reminder of the most important thing is to live in God's presence. Another listener said, my daughter-in-law needs prayer. Her husband, who's my son, is an alcoholic, and she needs encouragement. Right now, she's holding on to the song to Jesus, just be held. She posted on Facebook the other day, and I wanted to sit down and just cry with her. And this dear one says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. And this dear friend says, Susie, I'm standing for our marriage to be restored from divorce. There are several songs that speak to me lately, but it's been God is on the Move and Grace Wins by Matthew West. God bless you. I'm so grateful that those things have been ministering to you. This is why we do this, and so we can minister to each other. I want to play a portion of a song as we wrap up, and I'll come back and read a scripture and pray. But this is also a Christy Knuckles song, and it's called For Your Splendor. And we're coming to the end of winter, heading into spring. And so often this mirrors the time that we're in spiritually, don't you think? So many of you, this has been a dark night or a winter of the soul. But if you look around, you're going to see sprouts spring up from the ground. You're going to see the sun break through the clouds. You're going to see evidence of God's goodness. If you can not get too used to winter, if you can start to look for spring, you'll start to see that God is doing a new thing. But even in our suffering, even in our waiting, God is doing a beautiful work in us. And may he do it for his glory, for his splendor. Let's listen to Christy Knuckles sing.
I'm so concerned with what I look like from the outside. And will I blossom into what you hope I'll be? Yet you're so patient, Judge, to help me see the blooms come from a deeper seed that you planted in me. Sometimes it's hard to grow when everybody's watching. To have your heart pruned by the one who knows best. And though I'm bare and cold, I know my season's coming. And I'll spring up in your endless faithfulness.
Thank you, Lord, that your kingdom is more sturdy than my circumstances. Your love is more powerful than my blunders. Your power is far more substantial than my strength. And your invitation to rest in you and to be much with you is more life-giving than any other thing that my heart longs for. In you, Lord Jesus, are the riches my soul needs, was made for, and that I may walk in. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your power. Your sustaining, enabling power to get us through, not only to get us through, but that we would thrive and be fruitful from one moment to the next. We love you, Lord, in your name. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a little bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. Let me know what you think of those songs and verses coming up next, hour two. Don't go away.